Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach. Welcome to another edition of Blackhawks Insider Podcast. I'm joined by Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Midway point in a three-game California road trip. It's the Hawks and the Anaheim Ducks tonight from Honda Center. Coach, let's talk about another sport just right off the bat. Did you fill out a bracket for the NCAA tournament?
I didn't fill a bracket out. I'm in some kind of other pool where we had to pick. We picked numbers, so you get the number, the seed, that seed. So I don't even know who my guys are. So I used to follow it more, and I don't follow it anymore. So I don't really get too involved. But it's a fun time of year for sure.
It's hard to get involved in the middle, still in the middle of the hockey season. I didn't get a chance to fill out a bracket either. I did see a graphic or a post on Instagram today that broke down NHL. It put every team in the NHL into a March Madness style bracket. So 32 teams in the NHL, and it lined everybody up. And I think the Blackhawks would have drawn the Florida Panthers in a situation like that. Have you ever thought about if the NHL had a playoff format like March Madness, single elimination, a bracket? That would be pretty wild, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be pretty fast. I don't know if the league would go for that. They want the seven-game series for the gates for sure. And, I think it's unique to basketball. It's always kind of like been like that in college basketball. And, I know even college football kind of has that one-game format, and football kind of has to go that way with the physicality. But you know what? I love the playoffs. I get into the NBA playoffs when it gets down to the finals and those seven game series. It's kind of fun to see the games within the games. The gamesmanship really builds against another organization, and sometimes that carries on into the next season. So it kind of creates some rivalries, which teams really like as well. But March Madness, it's hard to beat that. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I agree with you. I think that the playoff format in the NHL with the Stanley Cup playoffs and finals is the best suited for the sport of hockey for sure, but a fun to kind of think about an alternative there. Again, it's the midway point of this three-game road trip to California. What are you feeling? How are you feeling about the matchup tonight against the Ducks?
Good. I think we've played them well this year. Our last game, obviously a spirited game with lots of goals, a little excitement at the end of the game. So I expect them to come out hard. They're back at home after a long road trip, and we're in the middle of a road trip. So we didn't have a great start in LA. We played okay at the beginning of the game, but we didn't like the result. And we're in the midway point of the trip, and we want to make sure that we show our team that's resilient and plays 60 minutes. And I think that's what we have to do tonight against the Ducks.
I know yesterday at practice, D-zone battles, D-zone drills were a big part of the focus. How do you want to see that translate into the game tonight?
I think being harder in both creases. So I think the D-zone battle was more for our defensive side, but it also is teaching our offensive side to, they have to battle to get to the inside as well. We didn't get to the inside of LA's area very often last game, and when we did, we scored a goal on the power play right in front of the crease, and a point shot with Sligert right in front of the crease screening. So I think that just shows the the areas that this time of the year that you have to get to and get to quickly to score. So if we can be better in those areas with the way we started the game against LA and carry that all the way through the game, that's going to give us a better chance to win.
I know on our side of things, the broadcast side of things, we're excited to see the Connor Bedard-Leo Carlson matchup. Leo Carlson, the second overall pick in the NHL draft, one pick after Connor Bedard. We did not get to see Leo Carlson play when the Ducks were in Chicago last week. He was out of the lineup then, but appears to be back in tonight. What have you noticed about Leo Carlson on film, and what do you think makes him a unique player?
Yeah, I saw him a little bit, even the World Championships last spring, and that's with the men's league. So, he's a big guy that skates well, very creative with the puck, good shot. I didn't see him very much in the NHL this season other than some clips. And, he's a great young player composed with the puck. And, you know, I'm excited to see him up against Connor tonight just as much as anybody else. And I think Connor's revved up for it. He looked like he was moving his feet today in practice and ready for a big game tonight.
Carlson's a big guy, too, if nothing else. Colin Blackwell had an injury late in the LA game. It didn't look good. His prospects for playing tonight in Anaheim. What can you tell us about the lineup for the Blackhawks?
Yeah, we're not 100% sure on the lineup yet, but we know Colin probably will be unavailable tonight. He's still pretty sore and still gonna getting more evaluation to exactly pinpoint what it is. And you know how we're gonna move ahead and treat it, but he'll be just a little too sore to play tonight. Just hopefully it's not too long. He's been playing a great role for us, and we'll miss him on that Dickinson line, but also in the penalty kill.
Coach, thanks as always. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.